This week's episode is entitled From What If to What's Next. What if, and everyone has a list of what ifs, and if you are anything like me, it's a nice long list. So tell me, what does your list of what ifs look like? To help you out a little bit, I'm going to share a few of my what ifs. And it goes a little something like this. What if I went back to college? What if I lost my job? But then again, what if I found Arletta? What if I chose to sell everything I own and relocate just to chase my dreams? What if I stay? Then again, what if I go? What if? What if my future looked much brighter if I stopped asking what if and started doing or even contemplating what's next? It's personal defeat when you constantly ask what if, but you do nothing about your list. Each what if that is listed is important in its own right. However, we are the validators. So whatever we choose to validate, that's what we give power to. So today, we should choose, I should choose, yeah, you should choose to validate things in your life that are impactful to not just yourself, but to those that are around you and our communities that we serve. So once again, what if? What if I place the cares of others in front of my own? What if I took the audition? What if I applied for the job? What if I write the book? What if I take the trip? Well, let's talk about you. What if you stop second guessing your ability to be successful? What if you chose to be positive instead of negative? What if you chose you first? What if? Just take a moment and fill in the blank. It's just so powerful. Just take a moment. Even if you got pen and paper, a nice pad handy, take it out real fast and just jot down the words what if, and then on the next column, jot down what's next. You should never be afraid of the what if factor, because the outcome may be favorable or undesirable, but you will never know until you stop running away from the possibility of what's to come, or simply stated, what's next. So stop asking what if. I know that's a lot for us to even take in, but you should stop asking what if and begin to say what's next. I'm personally looking forward to what's next. What's next in my future? What's next for my career? What's the next chapter for my children? What's my next chapter in ministry as a pastor? What's next after graduation? What's next after the TED Talk? What's next week's topic? I have no clue. I don't even know yet. But I know I'm leaping out in faith, and you should too. Because what if you took the chance and all of your dreams came true? Not one, not two, but all. Thank you all for listening today. Please do tune in again next week, Thursday, for your next episode of the Authentically Arletta podcast. And also, please do visit my website at authenticallyarletta.com for additional information. And we will talk soon. God bless. Bye-bye.